السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And a very good morning. Mr. President, Honorable Ministers, Ladies and Gentlemen, the start of the 21st century saw considerable progress in health outcomes as the global community, galvanized by the Millennium Development Goals, made real improvements to lives of the millions. Despite this success, today we realize that the factors that govern health and well-being are no longer so discrete. With this in mind, my country, Brunei Darussalam, welcomes the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development as the health sector moves towards a more holistic framework. Our experience in Brunei Darussalam is that health outcomes are multifactorial, and this is what the SDGs address, the wider determinants of health. To meet this ambition will require a paradigm shift in our approach. With regards to this, allow me to raise two specific challenges that are pertinent for us in our country. Firstly, the SDGs make minimal distinction between health sector action and action in other sectors to realize health outcomes. For us in our country, tackling NCDs pose challenges which cannot be met by the Ministry of Health alone. Implicitly, the SDG framework calls attention to the need for health in all policies and effective collaboration and coherence across all sectors. Leveraging on a political commitment to adopt a whole-of-nation approach, we undertook a comprehensive restructuring of our ministry to ensure that our form fits our function. Together, we identified three strategic priorities. Firstly, inculcating health is everyone's business. Secondly, preventing and controlling NCDs. And finally, delivering excellent services through alignment and consolidation. Health is everyone's business is needed to drive this multi-sectoral approach to tackling health issues. We want to empower communities and individuals to take responsibility for their own health. This will not be straightforward, of course. Success demands unprecedented intersectoral collaboration and significant behavioral change at the population level. This requires health innovation that is locally led, globally supported, and politically smart. A second issue of key importance for us is the inclusion of NCDs in the SDG agenda. Unfortunately, in our country, diabetes prevalence is greater than 12% and obesity is close to 30%. This year, we focus on renewed efforts towards the action plan to prevent and control NCDs through the intelligent use of healthcare technology. Our national One Patient, One Record digital system already captures 95% of our population, and we intend to harness the data and evidence from this to advance the healthy lifestyle agenda. In tackling the threat of NCDs, we must face up to its key determinant, societal behavior and lifestyles. In Brunei Darussalam, we have adopted a two-pronged approach to the issue of behavior change. At the individual level, we engage our clients using brief interventions at all points of contact. At the population level, we are actively developing choice architecture that provides a clear nudge towards healthier decisions. In this regard, we must also address the commercial interests which stand to gain from the marketing of sugary drinks and unhealthy foods. And as alluded to by Madam Director General in her address yesterday, this situation demands a global response before it reaches a tipping point towards an obesogenic environment that is irreversible. Brunei Darussalam will actively engage with the WHO and international partners to determine and test a comprehensive approach to addressing profit-driven diseases and their commercial determinants. In conclusion, Mr. President, the SDG supports a health agenda that is comprehensive and universal. Successful implementation demands a paradigm shift in our approach and will require leadership beyond the health sector to develop a motivated and engaged population. The SDGs offer an opportunity to reimagine global health and its centrality to sustainable development. And in Brunei Darussalam, the challenge now is to move from deliberation to action and deliver this game plan so as to advance human health and well-being. Thank you very much.